In a moment, we will head to Tuscaloosa, where Coach Nick Saban is leaving his post with the University of Alabama football team. But first, to New York City, where, in a surprise move, former President Donald Trump addressed the court today during closing arguments in his $370 million fraud trial. This came during a day-long summation where Trump's lawyers said the New York Attorney General had not proven her case. The AG said that fraud was central to the operations of the Trump Organization. NPR's Andrea Bernstein was in the New York courthouse as all this action took place. She is with us now. Hey there.
Hey, Mary Louise.
Okay, I'm confused. How did Trump end up addressing the court today after a judge had ruled he couldn't do that?
So earlier this week, Trump's lawyers wrote to the judge saying the former president wanted to speak, and the judge said, well, okay, if Trump promises to follow the rules, that is, stick to the law and the facts and not disparage anyone. And Trump said no, so the judge said he can't speak.
But then he did.
Just before lunch break, when we were already in overtime in the defense's summations, Trump lawyer Chris Keyes stood up asking for permission for Trump to address the court. This is not how it should have been done, Judge Arthur Engoron said. And then Trump just started to speak. He said, quote, I am an innocent man. I have been persecuted by somebody running for office, referring to the New York Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat.
Okay, so what did the judge say? Did he sanction Trump in any way?
After a diatribe against the attorney general, Trump started in on the judge, saying, you have your own political agenda. At which point, the judge turned to Trump's lawyer and said, Mr. Keyes, control your client. Trump abruptly stopped, walked out, and then a little bit later held a news conference where he repeated many of the themes he raised in court.
They don't have any facts. They don't have any evidence against us. Millions and millions of pages, years of litigation, and all politically motivated.
Andrea, just setting aside who spoke and who was allowed to speak and all the rest of it, what was the substance of the arguments you heard today? Start with the defense.
Essentially this from the defense. The banks and insurance companies who were given the false statements didn't complain. They made money. There were no victims. And that Trump was so successful, it didn't matter anyway. A bit of context here. Before all this happened, Trump could not get a loan from any reputable U.S. banks because he had defaulted so many times. So the idea that Trump might be a risk and destabilize markets isn't exactly theoretical.
And then what did the New York Attorney General's office say? What did they argue?
Up to now, the AG has been unrolling evidence in bits, lies about appraisals, available cash, etc. Today, they all sewed it all up, arguing the fraud was central to the operations of Trump Organization's business. Getting every one of these loans was absolutely critical to the defendants, they said. What they were arguing is that when Trump was getting ready to run for president, he got these loans that he shouldn't have to pump up his business and then actually used some of the money for his so-called self-financed 2016 campaign.
And quickly, when might we see a verdict?
The judge says we'll see a verdict by January 31st. And there's another trial starting on Tuesday, the second defamation case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll.
NPR's Andrea Bernstein, thank you so much.
Thank you.